Devotional Just in Time. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Matthew chapter 5 verse 37. While there is life, there is hope. Today begins a new day, and there is an advice from God for you. But before entering this wonderful word, this devotional today, I want to extend the invitation for our camp 2023 Just in Time, activated in the Spirit. That's right, in Easter week, we will have our camp Just in Time. Register in the following WhatsApp number, 300-311-2441. You can also write to us at 305-337-3066. Reserve your place now. Camp Just in Time 2023, activated in the Spirit. Do not miss it. There is a simple text of the Word of God, but at the same time, deep and interesting, that could help us to apply it, avoid falling into many problems or avoid many headaches. And well, for that is the advice of God to guide us along the way. There are so many things we can avoid if we pay attention to what God is talking to us. For example, how many times have we pound our word and this has become an argument against us? When I talk about pounding our word, it is commitment, or committing our word to something that we never fulfill. How many times have we made promises to get out of the way? And much worse, how many times have we said to God, Lord, if you help me in this way, if you do this miracle, or if you answer this request to me, then I promise you. And when God does the miracle, when God brings the answer, we are not even grateful, and we forget the promise we made. We are quick to claim promises, but we forget the ones we have made. That is why the Bible teaches that it is important that we measure our words. It is important that we keep in mind what are the words or the promises that come out of your mouth, because we can bind ourselves with the saying of our mouth. The spiritual word is so real, and the words that come out of your mouth operate in the spiritual, giving life or taking away. The Bible teaches it. With our mouth, we can bless or we can curse. With your words, you bind or unbind. The words touch life and touch hearts. With the words, we can give life, or with the words, we can hurt someone. With the words, we can damage someone's life. That's why in Matthew chapter 5, verse 37, today meditating on this verse, I want to give it to you because it has helped me. It says, but let your speech be yes, yes, no, no, because what is more of this is of evil. Sometimes it is necessary to summarize our words to a yes or a no. Look, I don't know if you are a father or if you are a son, or if you don't have children yet. Something that happens frequently with children is that they ask for things they want, but they don't measure the danger of what they are going to do, or the danger of what they are asking for. And it also happens with young people. So children ask their parents because they know they can give them something. How many times has your child asked you for something, right? But before answering, you meditate. If what you are going to give him or her because of he or she is asking for it, it's not only within your possibilities to give it to him or her, but how beneficial it is for him or her to receive it. And this is important. Now, there are parents who don't think about this, and for some reasons or another that I cannot describe, they say yes to everything their children ask for. Because we think that saying yes to everything is to love them. And it is not so, my beloved friends. The Heavenly Father, our God, who is the owner of everything, knows what is best for us. And out of love, many times He tells us no, just as He allows things to happen and tells us yes, when there is something that seems good, but is not going to make us lose. He says no. Now, there are things that we do not receive when we ask. First, because they are out of God's purpose, even if they seem good. Number two, because if you receive them, you will not know how to handle them and you will lose focus. And number three, because it is not the time for them to be manifested in your life. God owns everything, my beloved friend. But there are things in which you will hear enough from God, and maybe because you are not yet ready to receive it, but it is not the time for it to be manifested in your life. God does know how to say yes when it is yes, and to say no when it is no. When God says yes, He commits Himself with His word. But it is not like us, that many times we shake our heads up and down, saying yes because we want to get out of the way. And we have not even paid attention to what they are talking to us. But we committed ourselves and we look bad. Then people don't believe in our word. Our children don't believe in our word. Because when we say yes, we are not attentive to what we are affirming. And then for them to believe us, we have to swear by someone. And the Bible says, don't do it. What you talk too much, instead of saying yes or no, it is sin. It comes from evil. It comes from the evil one. We have to be careful. When you know that you can give your child something, but it is not going to be a blessing for him, please, don't do it just to get out of the way, because you are damaging his life. That is not love. Love is discipline. Love is understanding. When it is time to say yes and when it is time to say no, they are not going to understand it at the moment. Please, we were children too. I was a child too. You were a child too. We were teenagers. We were young. And when we wanted to go out to do this or that, our parents told us no. And you are not going out. And it is not the right time. And those are not the friends you should have. We were upset. We cursed, maybe. We were full of rebellion. We kicked and we complained against our parents. Or is it not so? But now that we are parents, because among other things, we are engraved with the saying, you are a child and you will become a parent. And now that we are parents, we can look back and say, if mom or dad had said yes to me, maybe I would have been lost. If they have never said no to me, I would have been a spoiled brat. I would not be where I am now. I would not have discipline. Now we can be thankful because we see what in that moment of immaturity we could not see. Because when we are immature, we let ourselves be carried away by desire, by emotion. When we reach a degree of maturity, we first analyze things. We think about things before speaking, before promising. I thank God today because many times I was told no, and it was necessary because no, it doesn't mean something bad. It means a learning, something that I need to understand, and that it is not the moment because I am not understanding it. And that saves my life. That helps me to promise more than what we need to say. Jesus said, what is more than this of evil proceeds. If you have no sword for someone to believe you, it's because you have no credibility. Here, Jesus is teaching us, learn to say yes, learn to say no at the right time. And number two, that what you affirm, that you fulfill, because sometimes we say no and they convince us, and then we change it to a yes. Then we do not have the character to keep the decision we make. That can happen to us. It is a serious mistake, because the day you seriously say no, they will not believe you either. Then we have a problem with him, yes, and a problem with him, no. And we have to invent and add to our yes and our no more promises that we know we will not fulfill. And then from evil proceeds, because you bind yourself with the sayings of your mouth. And what you may say more, Satan knows the strategy. And if you belong to God, if you have Christ in your heart, he cannot touch you. But you sell yourself with your words, which is more than he needs to answer. From evil proceeds, and it becomes an argument against you. then please be wise, think first. And if you don't know what to say, don't comment, don't press, don't say anything. Go in prayer to God and let the answer be yes or no. Be what you need to give, and not for the sake of looking good. Commit yourself to what you say. And number three, that you be credible, that you have credibility. It is sad that they have to record a conversation or put us to sign something with the law so that we can comply because we have no credibility. We walk the way we walk because we have linked ourselves with the sayings of our mouth. So let your speech be correct. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Please be credible. Learn to say yes and learn to say no. Because among other things, love is not saying yes to everything. It is learning when is the right time to give an endorsement. When is the right time to say no and pause? Some will think that you are wrong and that you do not love, but later God will be in charge of showing that it was the right thing to do. That is a simple message, and I hope it can help you, because sometimes we don't measure our words, and since we get up until we go to bed, we are making promises and we never fulfill them. All the time we are affirming or we are giving a negative, but will it be that what we are doing is the right way? Let's pray. Father, how many times we have gotten into trouble for saying yes to the races, for not paying attention? Today we receive this advice, and I ask you in the name of Jesus that this advice, so simple, and what is of a daily life, we can pay attention to it. Because sometimes, Lord, we think that the big problems are other things, and it turns out that they come from the little things, like the mistake of saying yes or saying no at the wrong time. Help us. Give us self-control, not to get carried away by our emotions, with wisdom to discern when to say yes and when to say no, and that we can be of character to fulfill what we are promising, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I invite you to subscribe to my new YouTube channel, Pastor Elias Hoyos Official, so you can find me on YouTube. And also, if you have not subscribed to the devotional Just in Time, look for it on YouTube and subscribe. I also want to extend you the invitation. If you are in Barranquilla or Santa Marta and you need a place to congregate, to grow together, to receive the Word of God, write to us to the following WhatsApp, 300-311-2441, and we will gladly invite you to our meetings. A big hug, blessings.